弟兄姊妹们，早上平安 ，peace to you, brothers and sisters。我们感谢主的恩典，我们又再一次在他面前相聚。
We thank to the grace of the Lord that we're gathered again to His presence this morning。
我想现在弟兄姊妹们都知道这是大会的主题了。
I trust that all of you know the conference theme now。
这是教会属灵的实际。
It is the spiritual reality of the church.
那弟兄们给我的负担是说到关于十字架的成全。
The burden that was given to me was the perfection of the cross.
我们还是一同来读一点主的话。
Let's begin by reading the word of the Lord.
其实我上次都读过的了。
I've read this last time.
我们先看哥罗西书三章十一节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 11.
唯有基督是一切，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
But Christ is all and in all.
我想英文比较发表的比较清楚那个意思。
I think that the English is more clear in the meaning.
那就是唯有基督是一切，又在一切之内。
But only Christ is all and He is in all.
那这是我们大会主题的经文。
This is the theme verse of our conference.
我们还是看约翰福音。第十九章三十节。
And then again, the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 30.
约翰福音十九章三十节。
John 19, verse 30.
耶稣尝了哪处，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
And when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
我们再看加拉太书二章二十节。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我。为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which now I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我们看哥林多前书二章二节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的。只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们再看一处，路加福音九章二十三节。
And then the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
最后我们看多看一个地方彼得前书第二章第五节。
And then we'll read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
你们来到主面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借助耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，我的圣经如果要读的话还有很多。
Now, brothers and sisters, if I need to read Bible verses, there are many more verses.
但是我想我只能停在这里。
I think I need to stop here.
那如果我在讲的时候用到了经文，我还可以再提出来。
And if I quote any verses, I will bring them to you.
弟兄姊妹，我上次我讲完以后，我回到自己家里在想的时候，思想自己所分享的信息的时候。
Last time, after I finished the sharing and I went home and I reflected on what I said,
我感觉有很多话好像该说的都没有说清楚。
And I felt that many words that I should have said, I did not say them clearly.
但我想其实主的心意就让它过去了。
And I thought that is the will of the Lord, I will let it go.
那今天早上我的负担要讲什么呢？
What is my burden this morning?
这十字架怎么成全在教会的当中？
How is the cross perfecting in the church?
我们知道神的工作当然在个人。
We know that the work of God is on the individuals.
我们每一个人都蒙救恩，得着拯救。
And we each are saved.
但是我们也深深地知道，神的工作绝对不仅仅在个人。
But we deeply know that the work of the Lord does not stop at the individual level.
因为神的心意是向着教会。
Because the heart of God is toward His church.
实在说起来，教会才是神心目当中他工作的一切的内容。
Church is the center point of all the works of God.
所以我一个这样的感觉。
So I have this feeling.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们的成长起来，要跟教会发生关系的。
That each of one of us, when we grow spiritually, it must have something to do with the church.
我们在神面前蒙了一点的恩典。
We have received some grace from God.
我们不单叫我们自己生命能够长大。
Not only our spiritual life could grow up.
也不单叫我们对主的经历能够多有一些的增加。
Not only we can have more experience about the Lord.
那还是为着教会。
But it is for the Lord, for the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是主在今天末后的日子他要做的工作。
Friends, sisters, this is the work of God in these last days.
我想今天这位荣耀的基督在建造自己的教会。
I know that this glorious Christ today he's building his church.
这是他自己的教会。
This is his church.
我们每一个在神家里头作为神的儿女们。
And every one of us who are child of God.
是我们主被要来建造的对象。
We are the objects that he's building on.
那单单是建立我们个人吗？
But is he just building on each us individually?
我们知道绝对不是为了我们个人。
We know that it's absolutely not just for ourselves.
只是为了教会。
But it is for the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须这个观念能够改变过来。
So our concept must be changed.
你要知道你经历一点的苦难。
If you go through some suffering,
那这些苦难叫你感觉非常的痛苦，非常的为难。
And these sufferings give you a hard time and brings you a lot of pain.
那感谢主的恩典，你就过去了。
And by the grace of the Lord, you went through them.
但是这个苦难过去以后，你就很满足，很舒服了，是不是？
But are you very comfortable and very satisfied after the suffering has passed?
弟兄姊妹，不单单为了你来经过苦难。
Brothers and sisters, it is not only for you to go through your suffering,
是为了教会。
But it's for the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙主的恩典，得到一点的丰富，得到一点的能力。
But brothers and sisters, we receive blessing from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，哎呀，我得到一些东西了。
We thank the Lord that we have received something.
可能以前我有很多的缺乏。
Perhaps in the past, I had many needs.
那现在我的缺乏能够得到解决了。
And now my needs are met.
我们低头向主敬拜。
We bow our heads and worship God.
但是我期待弟兄姊妹也不单单为了解决你个人的困难。
But brothers and sisters, it's not just to solve your own problems.
是为了教会。
But it's for the church.
然后我期待青年的弟兄姊妹，原谅我为你们讲一些话。
My dear young brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying this to you.
有人说我应该在哪个学校读书呢？
And someone asked, which school should I go to?
有些年轻人跑来问我说，现在这个学校我可以进去，那个大学我也可以进去，我应该到哪个大学去呢？
Some people come to me, ask me, you know, there's this school and that school, which one should I go?
这个学校好像很有名，前途很好。
This school seems to be famous and my future seems to be bright there.
那到底神的旨意是什么？
But what is the will of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，当然你可以选择不同的学校。
Brothers and sisters, of course you can choose different schools.
但是不单单为了叫你的地位更能够提高。
But it's not just so that you will rise in your status.
你在哪里读书也是为了教会。
For you to study there, it is also for the church.
那其他的我就不用举例子了，我们都可以理解的。
I don't need to raise any more examples, you understand me now.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我要说什么？
What am I saying?
我们如果我们能够体贴神的心肠，
If we can understand the heart of God,
如果我们能明体贴神的心意，
If we can understand His will,
那我们知道我们的眼睛不能只看着我们自己经历一点什么。
And we cannot just focus on what we see that what we're going through.
我们要知道教会才是神要建造的目的。
We need to know thatThe purpose of God, His building work is on the church.
同样的，我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
The same meaning, brothers and sisters.
我们说到走十字架的道路。
When we talk about walking the path of the cross.
我们在十字架上来跟随主。
When we follow the Lord by carrying our cross.
我们常常都会说到，你背十字架跟随主，是你个人在神面前的经历跟学习。
We often say that you carry your own cross is your own learning before the Lord.
你背着十字架来跟随主，你的属灵生命才能长进。
Only when you carry your cross can you grow spiritually.
我们感谢神，神把他十字架放在我们生命的当中，为要成就他的旨意。
We thank God when He put the cross among us, it is for to fulfill His purpose.
但是弟兄姊妹，不单是这样的。
But brothers and sisters, that's not everything.
原来你在每一个十字架的经历是跟教会发生不能分割的关系。
Every experience you have with the cross, it has inseparable relationship to the church.
当然我们十字架经过一些为难，经过一些苦难。
And of course, we go through the cross, we go through some suffering and pain.
但弟兄姊妹，我们知道有一个更大的目标放在我们的面前。
But we know that there is a greater purpose before us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们主在十字架上成功救恩，我们都明白了。
We all understand that on the cross, our Lord fulfilled salvation.
我们知道主在十字架上成功救恩，不但把我救过来，把你救过来。
When he accomplished salvation, not only he saved me, not only he saved you,
我们在西安特会听了那么多的信息，我们都知道的。
And we heard so many WCCC messages, we should know this.
没有十字架就没有教会的产生。
Without the cross, there would not be the beginning of the church.
如果主在十字架上不是为我们舍命，他不是复活，我教会在地上就不能够产生出来了。
If the Lord did not die on the cross, he did not resurrect from the dead, there can be no beginning for the church.
对的，十字架是为了每个人在神面前都做救恩蒙恩典。
It is true, the cross is for each of us to receive salvation and blessing.
但十字架同样是为了建造教会。
But the cross is the same for building the church.
能够让教会能够降临到地上来。
So that the church can come upon this earth.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
实在说十字架也把圣灵的能力，圣灵的丰富浇灌在教会的当中。
The cross also pours out the power of the Spirit. In the church.
一面来说，如果我们个人经历十字架的时候，
On one hand, when we go through the cross individually,
我们在主面前有一点点的经历的人，我们都知道。
For those of us who have a little bit of experience in the Lord, we know this.
如果没有圣灵，十字架的苦在我们身上就是白白受苦。
Without the Holy Spirit, all the suffering of the cross is suffering in vain.
但是圣灵怎么来呢？
But how does the Holy Spirit come to us?
圣灵来是因为我们主被钉在十字架上。
The Holy Spirit came because our Lord was crucified on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到这个事实。
So we see this reality.
那事实是什么？
What is this truth?
原来神一切的工作是为了教会。
All the works of God is for the church.
那是为着我们结伴人能够在一同活在神面前，把教会的实际能够发表出来。
It's for all of us to live before the Lord to manifest the reality of the church.
我在这里真希望我亲爱的年轻弟兄姊妹能够把这些话能够听进去。
And I really desire the young brothers and sisters can hear me.
你当然为了你自己前途有很多的打算，没错。
Of course, for your own future, you have many plans.
有很多的计划也是可以的。
You have many plans and desires for your future.
但是你看看我们这位主，他工作的轨迹，他做一点什么的事情。
But if you look at the pattern of how our Lord worked, what work that he had done,
然后就明白不单是为了我们个人。
We understand that it's not just for us individuals.
是为了神的家，为了教会。
But it's for the house of God, for the church.
弟兄姊妹，昨天我时间分配的不够好。
Brothers and sisters, last time my time was not divided well.
那有一个点没有说，我想今天我把它补一补过来。
I missed the point and I want to catch up on that.
你知道圣经里头说到舍己，中文都说舍己。
And the Bible, when it says deny yourself,
但是呢，实在说起来，这两 这个舍己有说到主的舍己，有说到我们的舍己。
To deny ourselves on one hand, the Lord denied, He denied Himself, and we also deny ourselves.
啊，在英文就很清楚的，在中文呢都说舍己。
And the Chinese say to give up self.
主说到他的舍己，就把他自己交出来。
And when the Lord said, when He denied Himself, He gave Himself up.
他不用 deny himself, 他是 give himself, 他是把自己交出来。
He gave himself.
那说到我们的舍己呢，那就是说你反对你的自己。
When it talks about us, we need to deny ourselves.
这当然你说这好像没有太多的分别。
You see that there may not be too big a difference.
但是也有一点点的分别，对不对？
There's a subtle difference.
我们读新约圣经我们就知道了。
When we read the New Testament, we know.
保罗说到主为我们舍己在两个地方。
And Paul said, in two scriptures that the Lord gave himself for us.
一个在加拉太书第二章我们刚才读过了。
One in Galatians chapter 2 that we read.
他说他是爱我为我他交出他的自己。
For he loved me and gave himself up for me.
那另外一个在以弗所书第五章。
And then the other point is in Ephesians 5.
他爱教会为了教会他把自己交出来。
That he loved the church and gave himself for her.
实在说起来我们主是最好的榜样。
And our Lord indeed is the best example.
什么叫做背十字架来跟随主呢？
What does it mean to carry up your cross and follow the Lord?
主就把一个最好的榜样给我们看见。
And the Lord gave us the best example.
他把自己交出来。
He gave himself.
我想腓立比书有句话说得非常的好。
I think that there's a phrase in Philippians that said very well.
那中文圣经也把它搞得太文雅了一点。
The Chinese translated too poetically.
他说反倒虚己。
That he denied himself.
反倒虚己的意思其实就是
he emptied himself.
他就把自己倒空了。
That he emptied himself.
那不是倒一点点。
He didn't just pour a portion of himself out.
他是把自己完全的交出来。
But he gave himself completely.
那保罗用一个字说他倒空了。
So he emptied himself.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个世界你要问什么？
In this world, what question do you ask?
我们就要问说我得到什么？
We ask, what do I gain?
对不对？我们都要拥有。
We need to gain something.
为什么你不来聚会呢？
Why are you not here in the meetings?
有人跟我说在这里我没有听到什么。
And some people tell me that when I come, I didn't hear anything.
在这个聚会里头我要得到的教训我没有听到。
In this gathering, the teachings I want to gain, I did not gain.
在教会里头我看到没有爱心。
In the church, I found no love.
我看见教会里头没有这个没有那个。
In the church, I did not find this, I did not find that.
哎呀我看见这个儿童主任学啊那个 program, 那个内容不够好。
Like the Sunday school program is not good enough.
啊他说那我不能去。
Then I cannot go.
因为我去我要得到。
Because if I go, I need to gain.
每次我来的时候我希望得到一点。
Every time I come, I desire to gain something.
弟兄姊妹这个是世界给我们一个观念。
This is the worldly concept.
我们做一件事情就是我们去聚会我们来到教会的当中我们都要问说我得到什么。
For us to do anything, even going to the church, we have to ask, what do we gain?
当然我不是说这是错的我们在神面前我们领受神丰盛的恩典。
Now, I'm not saying that is wrong when we come before the Lord to receive His abundance.
但是我们看到我们的主来到地上他怎么样。
But when we see our Lord, when He came to this world, what did He do?
弟兄姊妹，如果我把圣经读了一下，我就看见每次说到主把自己舍己，就是把自己没有保留的交了出来。
Every time the Bible talks about the Lord gave Himself, He gave Himself up completely.
我想，难道我们主没有主权，没有控制自己的能力吗？
Does our Lord not have the authority to control Himself?
他当然一切都有。
And of course he has all power.
但是他把自己交出来。
But he gave himself to us.
那我们的舍己呢?
Then our denying ourselves.
那这个英文就非常到位了。
And the English is quite to the point.
反对自己。
Is to object yourself, to deny yourself.
我想没有人喜欢你的意见被反对的，对不对?
I think no one enjoys your ideas being objected.
我们弟兄们在这里谈论，你提个意见。
When we have a discussion, you bring up a point.
当你把意见提出来的时候，你当然希望底下的弟兄姊妹都接受你的意见，对不对？
And you desire other people after hearing your point, they agree with you.
结果呢，你的意见被否决了，哎呀，你头非常的郁闷。
But your idea was denied, then you feel sad inside.
哎呀，这怎么我的意见人家不接受呢？
Why wouldn't they accept my ideas?
但是什么叫舍己呢？
Then what is denying yourself?
我把它放大一点说。
Let me expand this a little bit.
你提一个意见。
You had an idea.
然后你马上说我反对郭定强的意见。
And I object what Timothy has said.
弟兄姊妹，这是说到舍己的一个基本的意思。
And this is the essence of denying yourself.
弟兄姊妹，我想克西玛尼园的故事就把十字架的真实再清楚不过的给我们看见。
And I think the story in the Garden of Gethsemane brings outNo more clear than the idea of the cross.
我们主简单的祷告，把十字架的内容给我们看得那么的清楚。
The simple prayer of our Lord showed us so clearly the concept of the cross.
他父亲啊
，He said, "Oh Father,
好不好？这个杯我不喝呢。
Is it okay that I don't drink this cup?"
这是主的意思。
This is the will of the Lord.
他是这样想的。
This is what he was thinking about.
他马上就反对了。
And then immediately he objected to that.
他是不要照我的意思。
He said, don't go by my will.
照你的意思。
But by your will.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有人说十字架是什么？
Some people ask, what is the cross?
那我们有很多这个道理可以给你说清楚。
We have a lot of doctrines to help you understand.
但是如果你真的要学习走这条道路的话。
But if you want to really learn to walk on this way,
我们的主是我们最好的老师。
Our Lord is our best teacher.
圣灵是我们最好的导师。
The Holy Spirit is our best guide.
我们才能走在这个路上。
We can only like that walk on the way.
弟兄姊妹，当我们说到在教会里头，十字架怎么成全显明在教会当中呢？
When we talk about how the cross is perfecting the church,
我想我要讲的道理，很多弟兄们你们都已经知道的。
I think the doctrines I'm about to tell you, many of you know already.
我们知道教会我们弟兄们聚集在这里头有个非常重要的原因。
There is a very important reason that we are gathered together.
我们在这里来服侍神。
We're here to serve God.
我们在这里敬拜神。
We're here to worship God.
其实是我们在一同聚集的一个非常重要的内容。
This is an important content of our gathering.
我们也需要在这里叫神得到服侍。
We're here to serve God.
换句话说，我们在这里要让神得到敬拜。
In other words, we're here to worship God.
但弟兄姊妹，同时我们也发生一个非常重要的困难。
And then we find this very hard problem.
保罗说，今天我们是用神的灵来敬拜的。
Paul says, today we worship with our spirit.
不能够用肉体。
We cannot worship with our flesh.
因为肉体在神面前不是神所要的。
Because flesh is something that God does not want.
但是麻烦在哪里呢？
But what is our problem?
弟兄姊妹，说真的，我们只有肉体啊。
In essence, brothers and sisters, all we have is the flesh.
我们能够来到神面前，我们只能靠着自己肉体来侍奉啊。
When we come before the Lord, we can only serve Him by our flesh.
那所以你知道今天教会多少的难处都是因为人的肉体。
You know how many difficulties arise from the church is because of the flesh of man.
我们知道人的手是神要击打的。
You know that God is striking down the hand of man.
乌撒的故事我们都很懂，不是吗？
We all know the story of Uzzah.
他要保护神的约柜。
He is there to protect the ark of the Lord.
他好像神的见证马上要失落了。
As if the testimony of God is falling down.
然而肉体的手就伸出来。
And the hand of flesh stretched out.
他以为说这个事情我得要帮神一把才行。
He thought, I am here to help God.
但是他用肉体的手，结果就被神击打了。
But once he used the hand of flesh, God struck him down.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们要明白，教会是属灵的。
we need to understand that the church is spiritual.
如果我问你说教会属灵的还是属物质的，你每个人都会说教会当然是属灵的。
If I ask you, is the church spiritual or material? Of course you will say it's spiritual.
教会绝对不是这个房子。
The church is definitely not the building.
不是一座礼拜堂。
It's not a chapel.
那简单说教会是属灵的。
The church is spiritual.
教会内容是属灵的。
The content of the church is spiritual.
教会所发表的是属灵的。
What the church manifests is spiritual.
那如果教会一切都是属灵的，你用肉体进去，那属灵的内容在哪里呢？
If everything about the church is spiritual and you serve it with your flesh, then what is the spirit part?
那不是很矛盾的吗？
Isn't that contradicting?
但是弟兄姊妹，我们常常有这个观念搞错了。
Brothers and sisters, we have this wrong concept.
我们以为说我们用肉体来成全它。
We thought that we can fulfill it.By our flesh.
保罗怎么责备加拉太的信徒们？
How did Paul rebuke the Galatians?
他说这些无知的加拉太人啊。
Oh, foolish Galatians.
你为什么那么笨啊？
Why are you so foolish?
你用圣灵入门，你为什么要靠肉体来成全呢？
If you have entered by the Holy Spirit, why are you fulfilling it by the flesh?
啊，弟兄姊妹，你不要说加拉太人很笨啊，我们跟他根本好不了多少。
Brothers and sisters, don't consider them foolish. We are not better than them.
我们的的确确靠圣灵入门了。
We have entered by the Holy Spirit.
我们靠着圣灵在在今天的地位上
we are standing on the ground because of the Holy Spirit.
我们靠着圣灵，我们属灵生命有一点的长进。
We by the Holy Spirit have spiritual growth.
但多少时候我们是靠着肉体来成全？
But how many times have we fulfilled by the flesh?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，教会属灵的实际是怎么样达到的呢？
Brothers and sisters, how do we?Attain the perfect the reality in the church.
如果教会是属灵的
if the church is spiritual,
然后教会属灵的实际要能够发表出来
and the reality in the church wants needs to be manifested.
然后我想最大的敌人，我必须要把它解决
and I think the greatest enemy that we need to resolve.
你必须解决这个最大的敌人，属灵的内容才能够展开啊。
You must rid of the greatest enemy, then you can begin the spiritual work.
那弟兄姊妹，你当然知道，那最大的敌人就是你的肉体。
And of course, we all know that the greatest enemy is our own flesh.
所以教会属灵实际的彰显，十字架是不能够缺少的一个的途径。
So the spiritual reality, in order for that to manifest,The way of the cross is the essence.
我想我们都很清楚知道，如果教会是属灵的
，We all know that if the church is spiritual,
那圣灵的工作必须是非常明显的在教会的当中。
Then the work of the Holy Spirit must be very evident.
对吗
？Isn't it?
如果你教会你都充满了肉体，圣灵的工作就不能够彰显了。
If the church is filled with the flesh, then the Holy Spirit could not manifest His work.
有一句话，弟兄们，我们都很常常都会这样说的。
And we often say the same, say this phrase.
圣膏油从来不会倒在肉体上头的。
The holy anointing oil would never be poured on the flesh.
当祭司承接圣职的时候。
When the priest received their priesthood,
他需要有血
there needs to be blood.
这个血要先涂抹了这个祭司
And the blood needs to first, cover the priest.
然后祭司才能承接膏油
And then the priest can receive the anointing.
那从新约的话里头说
In the words of New Testament,
我们人的肉体不能够把圣灵的能力发表出来
And the flesh of man cannot manifest the power of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我可不可以这样说
Perhaps I say it this way.
如果教会是属灵的
If the church is spiritual,
那教会就把圣灵的能力发表出来。
The church manifests the power of the Holy Spirit.
如果让圣灵在教会能够发表出来
，If we allow the Holy Spirit to be manifested in the church,
我们必须要除去我们的肉体。
We must get rid of our flesh.
不然的话，圣灵不会倒在这群满了肉体的人的身上。
Otherwise, the Holy Spirit would not be able to pour on these fleshy people.
我们读过哥林多前书二章二十节。
We read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 20.
那弟兄姊妹，哥林多前书告诉我们什么呢？
What does 1 Corinthians tell us?
我感谢主，这次我重新再来读哥林多前书，我里头有不同的感觉。
And as I read 1 Corinthians this once, I had a new feeling.
在哥林多前书有一个词，他说抓住我的眼睛。
And this phrase in 1 Corinthians, catch my eyes.
基督的见证。
The testimony of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，对哥林多教会有方方面面的问题。
It is true that in the church of Corinth, there are many problems.
但是保罗的眼里头，他看重一个事情。
But in the eyes of Paul, he is focused on something.
教会是基督的见证。
The church is the testimony of Christ.
如果教会在地上没有把基督的见证发表出来，
If the church did not manifest the testimony of Christ,
教会就没有尽他的功用。
The church has not fulfilled its function.
保罗对哥林多的教会说，
Paul said to the Corinthian church,
你们富足了。
You're rich.
你样样都有。
You are now abundant.
你的恩赐没有不及人的。
And your gifts are no shorter than another people.
你的知识也非常的丰富。
And your knowledge is full.
换句话说，你问你什么，你都懂。
In other words, I ask you anything you know.
你说恩赐，你有恩赐。
And speaking of gifts, you have spiritual gifts.
哎呀，你要钱，有钱。
Speaking of money, you're wealthy.
我说，如果地上有这么一个教会啊，你喜欢不喜欢？
And if there's a church on earth like that, do you like it?
有人会讲道。
Someone knows how to preach.
有人有恩赐，能够医病，能够赶鬼，能讲方言。
They have the gift to cast out demons, to speak in tongues, to heal.
然后还有充满了富足。
And they are abundant.
但是弟兄姊妹，保罗说不行啊。
But brothers and sisters, Paul said not enough.
这个不是重点啊。
That is not the important part.
保罗说基督的见证要坚固在你们心里。
And the testimony of Christ need to be strengthened in your heart.
你们要过属灵的实际啊。
You need to live out the spiritual reality.
所以保罗才说我在你们当中不知道别的。
And therefore Paul says, I know nothing among you.
哎呀，如果连保罗都不知道，谁知道？
If Paul knows nothing else, then who knows?
但保罗很简单，他说我什么都不知道。
But Paul says, I know nothing else.
我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
这是唯一解决哥林多教会难处的途径。
This is the only way to solve the difficulty in Corinth.
不是给他一个一个的答案。
It is not to give them individual answers.
不是给他一个一个的方法。
It's not to give them individual solutions.
对，有的时候需要给弟兄们一些帮助，提供一些答案，提供一些的方法。
Right, sometimes we need to provide with brothers and sisters some methods, some solutions.
但是如果教会是属灵实际能够发表的话，
But if the church is to manifest the spiritual reality,
如果基督的见证能够在每个人心里头得到坚固的话，
And if the testimony of Christ will be strengthened in each of us,
保罗说我只有一服药。
Paul says, I only have one remedy.
不知道别的。
I know nothing else.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，当我们说到服事的时候，
And sisters, when we talk about service,
我们知道我们常想到我们忙这个忙那个。
We often think about I'm busy about this and that.
我们想到服事的时候，我们想到很多的工作。
When we think of service, we think of a lot of work.
但是我想出埃及记就给我们一个非常好的图画。
And I think the book of Exodus paints us a good picture.
神对摩西说，你跟法老说这样的话。
God told Moses that he needs to go speak to Pharaoh.
容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
And let my people go so that they can serve me.
好了，这百姓出来了。
So these people come out.
来到旷野。
They come to the wilderness.
他做了什么？
What do they do?
你说他做了什么？他有什么可以做的？
What have they done? What can they do?
他只看见一个灰幕摆在他们当中。
All they see is this tabernacle among them.
哎呀，你知道在埃及侍奉法老，他们懂啊。
You know, they understand how to serve Pharaoh in Egypt.
每天早上醒过来就上班了，对不对？
Every day when they wake up, they go to work.
然后每天呢，就跑到这个尼罗河边啊，拔草啊。找泥巴啊，他知道做什么的。
And then they go to the river Nile, they gather the mud to make brick. They gather the material. They know what to do.
然后做砖，然后把砖拼起来，把制货城建起来。
They make bricks to make the storage city.
啊，所以说，法老说来侍奉我，他们都懂。
When Pharaoh say come and serve me, they all understand.
但是现在来服侍神。
But now they're to serve God.
容我的百姓去，好服侍我。
Let my people go so that they can serve me.
然后在哪里做呢？
Where do I work?
一看都是旷野。
They look around, it's just wilderness.
草都没几根,
there's not a lot of vegetation.
很多的大磐石,
a lot of rocks.
又干燥又热,
it's dry and hot.
我哪里服侍呢?
Where do I serve?
我建些什么呢?
What am I building?
弟兄姊妹,你当然知道嘛,
and that service is there to worship and draw near to God.
哎呀,跟法老不一样啊,
it is very different from Pharaoh.
他从来不用到法老面前去亲近法老,没有这个必要。
They never needed to go to Pharaoh and draw near to Pharaoh.
但是你是神的百姓,那就不同了。
But you are a people of God, then you are different.
你要来敬拜他。
You need to worship him.
弟兄姊妹, 其实真正的服事还不在于外面的工作。
The true service is not the outward works.
我们以为自己有点能力能够搞一些什么东西出来。
We think that we are able and then we can make something.
但是在神哪里, 神所要的服事还不看重外头。
But the service for God is not exterior.
到底重点是哪里?
What is the focal point?
来敬拜。
To worship.
来到神的面前来靠近他,
to come before God, to draw near to him,
来敬拜他,
to worship him.
那弟兄姊妹,这个图画我们就看得非常的清楚了,对不对?
Brothers and sisters, then we see this clear picture.
当这些以色列人来到会幕的时候,
when the Israelites came to the tabernacle,
如果你读圣经,你就知道了,
if you read the Bible, you'd know.
你知道有一个门帘在这里,
there's a curtain.
然后我想要你们都读圣经的, 我今天就不用描写太多了。
You all read the Bible, I don't need to describe it to you.
你到门帘的时候, 你知道你看到什么?
When you come to the curtain, what do you see?
如果你只,我如果圣经读对的话,
if I read my Bible correctly,
你看见门旁边有一堆灰放在哪里的?
And then by the door, you see a pile of ash.
那个灰从哪里来的呢?
Where does the ash come from?
那堆灰就是从祭坛拿下来的灰。
Those are the ash taken out from the altar.
祭坛的灰要拿到这个会幕外头放在哪里的?
And the ashes that was burned on the altar needs to be put by the tabernacle.
所以当每个以色列人去敬拜,去侍奉的时候, 第一个提醒他的是什么?
So the first thing when they go to worship, what is the first thing that reminds them?
他看见有一堆灰在这里。
They saw this pile of ash.
然后就告诉你说有一群羊已经被杀献上了。
It means that a group of lamb has been offered and burned.
用我理解的话,
for some words that I can understand.
你来到神的面前,
when you come before God,
你来服侍他,
to serve him,
神提醒你说,
God reminds you,
你不是来做什么?
You're not here to do something.
你看看结对灰,
look at this pile of ash.
这里有多少人为了我的缘故牺牲了他的自己?
And how many people for my sake have gave themselves up?
我读了很多属灵伟人的传记,
and I have read many spiritual giants, their
autobiography.
And they have done something marvelous and I give respect to them. And I want God to use me in similar manners.
但是弟兄们,
but if you truly read their autobiography, you'd fear.
你当然羡慕他的成就,
of course you envy what they have accomplished.
你羡慕神怎样来使用他,
you envy how the Lord used them.
但是你看他怎么把自己绝对没有计较代价的放在神面前的生活的时候, 你感觉你够不上去。
But you see that you fall short when we understand how they unreservedly lay down their life before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,这些故事太多了。
These stories are too many.
哪有一个服侍主的人不是经过祭坛的呢?
Which one of the servant of God does not go through the altar?
哪一个服侍主的人不是给十字架在他生命当中做那个雕琢的工作呢?
Which one of the servant of God does not being shaped by the cross?
弟兄姊妹,当这个人进到会幕里头的时候,
and when this person entered into the tabernacle,
第一个看见的当然是祭坛,
and the first thing he sees is the altar.
那就是十字架所预表的,
that is what the cross manifests.
弟兄姊妹, 今天在教会的里头,
today in the church,
当然我不能够放一个祭坛放在那个教会聚会的当中。
We cannot put an altar in our midst.
啊，当然了，这个英文呢、啊，这个祭坛呢、啊，有很多的不同的讲法了。
Of course, the English word altar means different things.
但是今天在你的聚会当中，不会放一个这个物质的祭坛放在哪里
？In our gathering, we would not put a physical altar there.
但是属灵的实际从来没有改变过啊。
But the spiritual reality never changed.
十字架永远是教会的标记。
And the cross is always the symbol for the church.
你知道我小的时候老师叫我画图画。
When I was young, my teacher asked me to draw things.
如果这个老师说郭定强你给我画一个礼拜堂吧。
If my teacher asked me to draw me a chapel.
那弟兄姊妹我画礼拜堂画一个房子那不行的那不够发表的。
And if I just draw a house, a building, that's not enough.
这个房子跟你的房子有什么分别？
What is the difference between this structure and that structure?
你必须在房顶啊，加一个十字架。
You must put a cross on the top of the building.
当你在房顶加了一个十字架之后呢，人家就懂得，哦，这是礼拜堂。
And if you put the cross on top of your building, then they know this is a chapel.
那所以十字架应该是教会的一个标记。
And the cross should have been a symbol for the church.
那不是，当然不是说外头你放一个十字架那不算的。
We're not talking about you put a physical cross on the church.
其外表一点实际都没有。
The exterior means no essence.
那很简单嘛，再举个例子，弟兄们。
Another example.
如果今天你去旅游
，If you go travel today，
那其实今天是主日，你要去聚会。
And today is Sunday. You need to go to worship.
这些地方你从来没来过。
And you've never been to that place.
你要去聚会，你抬头看，你当然找一个房子，房顶有个十字架的，对不对
？And when you're looking for where to gather, of course you look around and look for the cross.
如果这个房子没有十字架，你不会傻里傻气的钻进去，可能你头不知搞什么活动。
If that building does not have the cross, you would not go in there because you don't know what they're doing.
其实地上一些表记
，and these are symbols in the world。
但我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，but brothers and sisters，
如果十字架应该是教会里头的一个记号
，if the cross is a symbol for the church，
那教会属灵的成全的实际，十字架是必须要有的。
In order to have the spiritual reality in the church， the cross is an essence。
当我们来服侍神来敬拜神的时候
When we come to serve God and worship Him
我们第一个就看到祭坛
And the first thing we see is the altar
我们就看到十字架的实际
And we see the reality of the cross
弟兄姊妹说到十字架我们都会想到创世纪22章的故事
When we talk about the cross we all think of the Genesis 22 story.
那就是亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事。
The story of Abraham offering up Isaac.
我们弟兄姊妹都很熟的这个故事。
A story that we're very familiar with.
亚伯拉罕把儿子以撒带到山上去。
Abraham brought his son Isaac to the mountain.
他说我到山上拜一拜我就回来了。他这样跟仆人说。
And he said to the servant, we go to the mountain to worship, then we'll come back.
以撒背着柴。
And Isaac had the wood on his back.
然后亚伯拉罕牵着他，还是他牵着亚伯拉罕，还说不清楚了。反正他们两个人手牵手就跑到山上去。
We don't know if Abraham was holding Isaac's hand or other way, but they were holding hand. They went up to the mountain.
以撒就跟他父亲说。
And Isaac asked the father.
他说：“爸爸。
”said father.
柴有了。
We have the wood.
火有了。
We have the fire.
那这羊在哪里
？Where is the lamb？
因为以撒从小就看见他父亲献祭的。
Because Isaac, since he was young, saw his father offering sacrifices.
所以他很懂得。
So he knew very well.
他就跟父亲说：“爸爸，柴有了。
”So he asked father, "We have the wood."
那火我也有了。
We got the fire.
那羊呢
？Where is the lamb？
羊在哪里啊
？Where is the lamb？
然后父亲就说的很简单：“儿子，别担心，神有预备。”
And the father answered very simply, Don't worry, my son, God will prepare.
以撒学过功课的人。
And Isaac learned a lesson.
他不再追问，他就跟着走。
Isaac has learned his lesson. He never asked again.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
当然我们知道。
Of course we know.
十字架。祭坛预表了十字架。
The altar symbolized the cross.
但弟兄姊妹，今天我要问的问题是什么？
But the question I need to ask you today is this.
那就是以撒问的问题。
Is the question that Isaac is asking.
那只羊在哪里?
Where is the lamb?
那只羊在哪里?
Where is the lamb?
弟兄姊妹,祭坛放在这里了。
Brothers and sisters, the altar is here.
柴在这里了。
The wood is here.
火也预备了。
And fire has been prepared.
那只羊呢?
Where is the lamb?
弟兄姊妹,今天教会属灵的实际不是要成全吗?
Are we not talking about fulfilling the spiritual reality in the church?
我们花了多少的精神,花了多少的思想,要把神的家好建立起来,不是吗?
We have spent so much effort and thoughts on how to build the church, the house of God.
我们可以把建筑物搞得漂漂亮亮。
We can make the building very nice.
我们有很多的方法。
We can think of many ways.
我们怎么关心年轻人?
How do we care for the young people?
我们怎么关心小朋友?
How do we care for the child?
我们怎么关心老年人?
How do we care for the seniors?
我们要有什么的计划,有什么举动,这一切都是好的。
How about plans and ways? And these are good things.
我们说火有了,柴有了。
We say we have fire, we have wood.
但是弟兄们，我问个问题，那只羊羔在哪里
？But I ask you this, where is the lamb?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
今天在神家里头，我们可以说很多关于十字架的道理。
Today in the house of God, we can talk a lot about the way of the cross.
但是有谁愿意做那只羊放在祭坛上
？But who is willing to be like the lamb set on the altar?
用保罗的话说
，use the word of Paul.
所以弟兄们，我用神的慈悲劝你们。
And therefore, brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of God,
把身体献上当作活祭。
To present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此服侍是理所当然的。
It's holy, it's acceptable, and such is your reasonable service.
弟兄姊妹，这就是十字架的故事。
And this is the story of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这位神的羔羊。
Brothers and sisters, this Lamb of God.
他心甘情愿把自己放在祭坛上。
And he willingly gave himself up on the altar.
这一位曾从创世之前就知道的羔羊。
And this lamb who was known before the foundation of the world.
他好像没有别的归宿了。
It's as if he has no other destiny.
他来到地上，他只有一个的归宿。
And he had this one destiny on earth.
他要放在祭坛上。
It was to be put on the altar.
这是我们主要走的路。
This was the way that our Lord walked.
弟兄姊妹，这也是今天教会应该走的路。
And this is the way the church need to walk today.
我说过了。
I have said.
教会是每一个弟兄姊妹，你们加起来来建成的这个来组织成的一个的教会。
And church is for, because of brothers and sisters are gathered together, then we have the church.
不是我们个人，乃是一群的弟兄姊妹。
It is not us individually, but all of us.
如果我说到教会需要有十字架的实际。
If I say that the church needs the reality of the cross.
那弟兄姊妹，我们每个人的生活就是让十字架在我们身上做实际的工作。
And then every one of our work is so that the cross would work in us.
就是保罗这样提醒我们。
And this is what Paul reminded us.
我们作为活祭放在祭坛上。
To present ourselves as living sacrifices.
当我们说到教会属灵实际的时候。
When we talk about the spiritual reality of the church.
当然我们知道仇敌不甘心。
We know that the enemy is not willing.
仇敌常常把死的味道放在神的家中。
And the enemy often put the aroma of death in the house of God.
那我想弟兄姊妹，你应该，如果你在主面前有点服事的时候，你会有这样的经历。
If you had some service, and then you would understand this experience.
去失掉那个生命有的活力，生命有的味道。
To have the vitality of life and the aroma of life.
怎么除去撒旦死的工作呢?
How do we get rid of the work of death of the Satan?
当然保罗就说得很清楚了。
And then Paul has said clearly.
我们主复活了。
Our Lord has risen.
那当然主复活之前他为我们的缘故他死在十字架上。
Now before he resurrected, for our sake, he died on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
神的家怎么能够得到保护呢?
How can the house of God be protected?
不会让仇敌把你一个不好的东西输送到神的家里头来呢？
How do we prevent the enemy from transporting the bad things to the church?
我们当然知道十字架是我们最好的保护。
We know that the cross is our best protection.
但不但是这样，
Not only that，
在教会里头还有两个叫教会受到很大伤害的。
And there are two other things that hurts the church.
第一个是叫做个人主义。
The first is individualism.
第二个是什么呢？
What is the second one?
是世界。
It's the world.
结果叫今天教会受到很大的破坏。
And this has brought great damage to the church.
我常记得我在国内服事的时候，
I remember when I was serving in mainland China.
那些老弟兄来跟我说，
The elderly brothers would come to me.
他说他怀念在中国最艰难时候的教会。
And theyremember and they miss the church in China during the most difficult time.
他说文革是很苦啊。
And they thought the Cultural Revolution was a difficult time.
文革的时候是难得不得了的难。
And it was the greatest difficulty.
但是主的同在是讲得明显的。
But the presence of the Lord was so evident.
现在呢什么都有了。
Now that we have everything.
但世界就跑到教会里头去。
But the world has entered into the church.
好像过去那个属灵的内容失去了。
It's as if the spiritual content has been lost.
所以仇敌破坏教会，要么把逼迫放进来。
So the enemy, when he attacks the church, whether he brings persecution.
但是逼迫问题不大的。
But persecution is not a greatest problem.
逼迫来了，弟兄姊妹吃苦头是没错。
When persecution came, brothers and sisters suffered. That is true.
但是教会会成长的。
But the church would grow.
但是你把世界放进来。
But if you bring the world into it.
那就不一样。
Then it's different.
弟兄姊妹的心思慢慢就被这个世界同化了。
And the thoughts and minds of brothers and sisters would be, go similar ways as the world.
他所要的是世界的东西。
What they desire is the things in the world.
教会属灵的实际就失去了。
And they lost the reality in the church.
那对着这两个困难，我们有什么，主怎么帮助我们呢？
Now, as to these two difficulties, how does the Lord help us?
我们想到彼得前书第二章。
We think of First Peter chapter 2.
这个在加利利海打鱼的渔夫。
This fisherman at the Lake of Galilee.
他居然说了一个不是渔夫能懂的话。
And he said something that no fisherman understand.
他说我们来到主的面前。
He said, as we coming before the Lord,
也就像活石。
Like living stones,
也被建造成为灵宫。
That we are being built into a spiritual house.
然后变成建成灵宫之后呢，就借助我们主耶稣献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
And through our Lord Jesus Christ offer up spiritual sacrifices.
弟兄姊妹，这里两个属灵的事情。
There are two spiritual things here.
一个属灵的事情是灵宫。
First is the spiritual house.
第二个属灵的事情是灵祭。
And the other one is spiritual sacrifice.
这两个的事情是教会属灵应该有的内容。
And these two spiritual things are the spiritual content of the church.
这两个属灵的内容刚好是抵抗了这仇敌对着教会的破坏的一个的对策。
And these two spiritual contents are the counterpoints to the damage work of the enemy.
什么被说被建造成为灵宫？
What does it mean to be built up into a spiritual house?
我想这个不用我细细的描写，我亲爱弟兄姊妹你都清楚的不得了。
I don't need to describe it to you so much and you understand it.
我们都像活石。
We are as living stone.
这一堆的石头是活的。
This pile of living stones.
啊，这个真的头脑理解不过来哈，又是石头又是活的。
We can't really understand it. How is living and then rock?
但是当你来的时候，你要被建造啊。
But as you come, you need to be built up.
你被建造的意思就是说，你要顺服安排才可以啊。
Being built up means you need to submit to the arrangement.
你不能够跟这个工人说，我不要放在这，我放这好不好？
You can't tell the worker, I don't want to be here, can you put me there?
哎呀，这底下太沉重了，你把我放高一点，让人家看见我，行不行？
Down here is too heavy, could you put somewhere higher and other people can see me?
你不能有这么多的要求的。
You can't have all these requests.
因为你是被建造。
Because you are being built.
那弟兄姊妹，同样我们也晓得。
In the same way, we understand.
你不是每一块石头都合用的，有没有？
It's not every stone is suitable.
你是零零角角啊，根本就不配合。
And these they have corners and they don't really work together.
那工人就拿个榔头啊，这里敲一点，哪里敲一点，这里再敲一点。
With the hammer, you know, the worker would chisel here and chisel there.
痛啊！
It hurts.
活石啊，痛啊！
Living stones, this hurt.
但是你知道，这样敲你敲你敲你的时候，你这个石头连起来了。
But as they chisel and work on you, then you are joined together.
弟兄姊妹，如果你搞个人主义
，But sisters, if you emphasize individualism,
你永远不能被建造。
You can never be built up.
你不能成为灵工。
You cannot be a spiritual house.
你只是孤孤单单的一块石头丢在哪里就罢了。
You are a lonely rock.
但是不是
？But it's not that.
彼得告诉我们说，我们就像一群的石头。
Peter says, "We are living stones."
然后我们来到神面前，被建造，成为神荣耀居住的所在。
And we're coming together, being built into the living place of the Lord.
神能够居住在里头。
God can dwell there.
这个房子是属灵的房子。
This house is a spiritual house.
这个属灵的房子的材料是活石。
The material of the spiritual house is living stone.
那这个房子被建造出来，当然是十字架在每个人生命当中做的工作。
And the house in order to be built, of course, is the work of the cross on the individuals.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果十字架不是实实在在在教会里头做这个雕销的工作。
My dear brothers and sisters, if the cross is not really doing this work in the church,
我们就不能被建造起来。
We cannot be built up.
我们不能够成为神居住的所在。
We cannot become the dwelling place of the Lord.
当然从客观的真理来说，教会神就是住在这里。
In objectively speaking, God does dwell here.
但是从我们的经历来说，
But from our experience,
从教会的见证来说，
From the testimony of the church,
从我们把基督的荣耀发表及这一块来说，
From how much we're manifesting the glory of Christ,
我们需要被建造起来。
We need to be built up.
我想这里有很多的话，但是我想在参加锡安特会的弟兄们，你应该是知道的。我在这里就不再重复了。
And I think I don't need to repeat myself because many of you know this.
我们遥遥看见启示录的图画。
We, from far away, we see the picture in Revelation.
那个完美的灵宫。
And that perfect spiritual house.
这里说明有太多的故事内容。
There are so many stories in there.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
如果你要教会属灵的实际能够成为基督的见证发表出来的话。
If you want the spiritual reality to manifest the glory of Christ.
即被实际下的工作是必须的。
And the work of the cross is essential.
第二个，
the secondly,
在这能够献上神所悦纳的灵祭，
to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
你知道弟兄们，自从会幕建起来之后，
Brothers and sisters, ever since the tabernacle was built,
自从圣殿建起来之后，
ever since the temple was built,
神对百姓的要求，
and what God has required of his people,
你的献祭就要在圣殿的里面。
And your sacrifices must be done at the temple, at the tabernacle.
当然你可以自己试下有一个祭坛是可以的。
Now of course you can have your own altar.
你在家庭的祭坛家里头有个献祭不是不可以。
You can have a family offering.
但说到团体的话，
But when we speak of corporate,
说到整个以色列国的话，
Speaking of the nation of Israel,
你不能在另外地方建一个祭坛。
You cannot build another altar somewhere else.
你祭坛必须在圣殿的里面。
The altar must be at the temple.
那换句话说，
In other words,
十字架的经历，
The experience of the cross,
十字架的实际，
the reality of the cross,
不能够离开教会的。
It cannot depart from the church.
我这个我今天已经说了很多，我想弟兄们你应该都清楚了。
And I have said many things about it. I trust you know.
那彼得就提醒我们。
And Peter here reminds us.
祭坛必须放在圣殿的里面。
The altar must be put inside the temple.
但圣殿没有活动的。
But the temple has no activities.
直到祭坛上有祭物摆上去。
Until there is a sacrifice presented on the altar.
是吗？
Isn't it?
当圣殿建好了，
After they built the temple.
但会幕建好了,
after they built the tabernacle.
所有的服事要马上进行了,
and as the services are beginning.
那些祭司都站好了, 要来工作了, 要来服事了。
And all these priests stood ready.
有一个是必须要先有的。
There must be a first thing that they have.
祭坛的那个火点起来, 祭物要摆上去才行的。
As the fire is set on the altar, the sacrifice must be presented on the altar.
如果你光有一个圣殿，祭坛是空空荡荡的，那个圣殿里头是没有活动的。
If you have a temple and no sacrifice, then there is no activity in the temple.
那当然你可以搞一些活动。
Of course you can do something.
但我们知道这不是神的心意。
But that's not the will of God.
我们知道那个祭坛的火不是人间的火。
We know that the fire on the altar is not common fire.
那是凡火是神不要的。
The common fire God does not want.
是天上来的火。
It is fire from above.
所有整个的活动跟这个火发生关系。
And every activity has to do with the fire.
如果祭坛上没有东西的话，火从哪里点起来？
And if there is no sacrifice on the altar, where do you start the fire?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们很多时候在主面前祷告说，主啊，求你复兴你的工作。
Oh, we often pray before the Lord, revive thy work, O Lord.
主，求你降下复兴的火来。
Oh, descend the fire of reviving.
哎呀，感谢主，我们祷告了，祷告了。
We thank the Lord, we prayed and we prayed.
有没有可能这样子？
Is it possible this way?
火要下来，但是点在哪里呢？
The fire wants to come down, but where is the fire going to be lit?
主说好，我火降下来，那我点在什么地方？
The Lord said, good, I'm going to send down the fire. Where do I lit it?
祭坛是空的。
The altar is empty.
火不是不要下来啊，找不到东西点起来啊。
It's not that the fire does not want to descend, but there is nothing to set it on fire with.
彼得提醒我们。
Peter reminds us.
这个灵宫建立起来了。
We have the spiritual house built up.
还有献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
We want to offer up spiritual sacrifice.
这个灵祭不是献你自己的东西。
The spiritual sacrifice is not to offer your things.
借着耶稣基督献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
To offer up spiritual sacrifice is acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们清楚了。
Friends, sisters, we are clear now.
什么叫神喜欢？
What is acceptable to God?
你漂亮的样子,
your pretty face,
你很有钱,
your wealth,
你的聪明,
your wisdom,
你的能力,
your abilities,
你做事的办法,
your ways to do things.
你跟神说, 神你喜欢这个, 我把这个给你哈。
You say, God, you like this, I give you this.
不, 在神面前只有一个神喜欢。
Before the Lord, there's only one thing that he desires.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
只有他。
Only him.
只有他才神喜欢的。
Only him delights the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天你在神面前献了什么？
Brothers and sisters, what have you offered to the Lord today?
什么是神喜欢的？
What is acceptable to God?
那就是在你里面神儿子耶稣基督的成分，这一个才是神所要的。
Is the content of Jesus Christ, the Son of God in you.That is what God wants.
今天我们搞错了。
Today we're mistaken.
我们走世界的路。
We walked on the path of the world.
我们要学世界的样式。
We imitate the world.
然后我们说，哎呀，我把这个献上，神就喜欢了。
We say we offer this, then God is delighted.
哎呀，主，你看我做了一个多漂亮的礼拜堂。
And you say, Lord, I built you such a grand church building.
哎呀，这个礼拜堂可以说全个城市没有像我那么漂亮的礼拜堂了。
This is second to none in our city.
所以说我不要。
God said, I don't want that.
这是世界的东西。
This is the worldly thing.
你如果说我要提个办法来关心弟兄姊妹，我们组织什么小组，组织这一个，我说这样神你不是喜欢的吗？
And you say, we organize brothers and sisters with this way. We have this group, that group, and caring.
神说我不要，这不是，这是世界的东西。
God said, I don't want it. This is worldly methods.
哎呀，神所要的原来是那么简单。
What God wants is so simple.
但是也是那么高的要求啊。
But it's such a high standard.
只要是耶稣基督。
Through Jesus Christ.
神的儿子。
Through the Son of God.
神就悦纳了。
And then God accepts.
弟兄姊妹，你拿什么献上？
Brothers and sisters, what do you offer?
我常开玩笑说，今天我们不可能拖一头牛来，拖一头羊来。
And I often joke, you know, today we cannot drag in an ox or a lamb.
我说没有了，我把我家的车子就把它烧了吧。
You say, let me burn my car down.
哎呀，把我家的电脑烧了吧。
Let me burn the computer.
把我手机烧了吧。
Let me burn the cell phone.
哎呀，神你喜欢的吧。
Now you're happy, right?
人是我最宝贵的，我把它烧掉了。
I burn to you what is most treasured to me.
啊，现在没有牛，没有羊，没有这些了。
We don't have oxen or sheep.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
绝不是神所要的。
This is not what God wants.
你知道每一个献上祭坛的牛也好，羊也好，是没有任何一点的瑕疵，没有一点的玷污，没有一点的毛病的。
And every sacrificed animal must be without blemish, without spot, without any sickness.
对吗
？Isn't it?
你今天在世界里头你找的都是一塌糊涂的东西。
The things you look for in the world, they're completely corrupt.
瞎眼啦。
They're blind.
瘸腿啦。
A limb.
缺个耳朵啦。
Missing a ear.
哎呀都是残残缺缺的东西你把它献到坛上去。
They're all corrupt and then you offer them to the altar.
你跟神说神啊这是我献上的行吗
Then you say to the Lord, this is my offering. Is that good enough?
哦弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
属灵的东西不是这一切。
The spiritual things are not these things.
其实神所厌恶的。
These things God hate.
今天教会的光景我们心里头真的是沉重啊。
We are deeply heavy-hearted about the reality of the church.
好像除了世界的东西没有什么东西能够献在神面前。
It's as if, from only things of the world, nothing else we can offer to the Lord.
人的肉体。
The flesh of man.
人的聪明人的才干。
The wisdom and ability of man.
彼得告诉我们。
Peter here says.
借着耶稣基督。
Through Jesus Christ.
献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
Offer up sacrifice, spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God.
实在说弟兄姊妹。
In reality, brothers and sisters.
你早晚会发觉。
Sooner or later you discover.
当你跟神说主啊我愿意把自己献上当作活祭。
When you say to the Lord, Lord, I want to offer myself up as a living sacrifice.
你以为了不起不是吗
You think that's something.
主说其实又瞎眼又瘸腿的羊跑来干啥呢
And the Lord said, this blind and lame sheep, what are you doing here?
哎呀你看他全身都是病。
You see sickness all over him.
他还跑来说献祭。
And then he is here offering himself up.
走走走走走走。
Go away.
你以为说现在我了不起了我跑来了我当活祭了我献上了神你一定要悦纳才可以啊。
And you think now I'm something. I want to offer myself up to the Lord. The Lord, you must accept me.
你会不会搞错呢
Would you be mistaken?
你有什么能够叫神欢喜
What can you please the Lord?
我们的义不过像破烂的衣服。
And our righteousness is but filthy rags.
我们最好的善行在神眼里头一点都不讨神的喜悦。
And our best behavior in the eyes of the Lord, he does not accept.
我们今天怎么样？我们替代了基督，成为新人来到神的面前。
But today we have put on Christ as a new man coming before the Lord.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是十字架。在教会里头要做的工作。
This is the work of the cross in the church.
没有十字架的工作。
Without the work of the cross,
我们实在不能够把属灵的实际带到教会的当中。
We cannot bring the spiritual reality into the church.
我想弟兄们，我们知道十字架带给我们很大的祝福。
We all know that the cross brings us a lot of blessing.
然后我想我不要细细的描写弟兄们你应该都知道。
And I don't have to describe them in detail.
第一个我想我们可以知道的。
And the first thing we know,
十字架让我们把一切都把基督看作为中心。
And the cross enables us to set Christ as the center of all things.
如果没有十字架的工作
without the work of the cross,
我们就以自己为中心。
We are centered around ourselves.
我们自己的喜欢。
Of what we are interested in.
我们的决定。
Our decision.
我们拥有了什么。
What we have.
我得到什么东西。
What I have gained.
那其实是我们要追寻的。
Now, these are the things we pursue.
但是你知道教会里头到底的实际是什么呢
?But in the church, what is the reality?
是基督做中心。
Is Christ is the center.
一个真正跟随主的人是什么呢
?Who is someone who truly follow the Lord?
是基督作为他的中心。
Is Christ set as his center.
那所以保罗在腓立比书他说一句非常伟大的话。
So Paul in Philippians said this great thing.
他说无论是生是死
whether life or death.
其实对我来说不是重点。
That's not important to me.
他重点是要基督在我身上照常显大。
That Christ be exalted in me.
人家从我身上就看见基督了，这才是我生存的价值跟意义。
That in my body they see Christ. That is the meaning of me living.
如果人只看见保罗。
If we only see Paul,
如果只能只看见一个便雅悯支派的保罗
，If we only see Paul of the Benjamin,
只看到一个法利赛人中的法利赛人的保罗
，We only see the Pharisee of the Pharisees, Paul.
保罗说：“这不是我要的。”
Paul doesn't want to present him like that.
保罗说：“我要人看见基督。”
Paul wants others to see Christ.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会要给人家看见什么？
What is the church presenting to people?
要教会要给人家看见基督啊
Christ, The church needs to present Christ.
基督在我身上照常显大才是教会的内容啊
that Christ be magnified in my body. That is the content of the church.
没有十字架
Without the cross.
基督就不能够显大在众人的当中
Christ cannot be magnified in people.
当然十字架给我们信心的操练
And The cross gives us the exercise of faith.
每一次十字架的经历
Every time we experience the cross
都是信心的功课
It is the lesson of faith
我想几个弟兄们你都了解了我不细细的说
Brothers and sisters, you all know this
我昨天说了
I have said this last time
我们与基督同钉十字架即是事实
That we are crucified with Christ, that is a fact
但也是我们信心的支取跟经历
But it's also something that we draw our faith from and experience from.
每一次当事情来的时候
Every time we encounter a circumstance,
你要相信神的奇妙的作为
You need to trust the wonderful work of God.
当然我们经历一些苦难
Of course we go through some difficulties.
但是我们相信神的旨意
But we trust in the will of God.
我们相信神的至善至美
But we trust that he is most good and holy.
我们向主将祷告说
We pray to the Lord,
不要照我的意思,
not by my will,
要照你的意思,
but your will be done.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
为什么你能够这样祷告?
How can you pray like this?
因为我们有信心,
because we have faith,
因为他是知道一切的主,
because he is the God all-knowing.
今天我们所走过的路,
the path that we are walking on,
我们不明白,
we don't understand,
我们不明了,
we're not clear about,
但是我们用信心简单的交托，简单的来跟随。
But by faith, we simply entrust to him. We simply follow him.
弟兄姊妹，我们就能够好好的走在十字架路上的实际里头。
And then we can walk in the reality of the cross.
当然，还有一个很重要的。
The other one, very important.
十字架是爱的故事。
And the cross is the love story.
如果你要懂得爱。
If you want to understand love,
在哪里找呢?
Where do you look for it?
弟兄姊妹，我们天上那位爱我们的父神。
This Heavenly Father who loves us so much.
他爱我们到一个地步。
He loves us to such an extent.
我们不懂得。
We could not fathom.
我们不明白。
We could not understand.
神你怎么爱我?
How do you love me, God?
神爱世人到底怎么爱?
How does God love the world?
你给我看吧。
Show me.
我们神说好，我给你看。
And our God said, let me show you.
当我们还做罪人的时候。
While we were yet sinners.
当我们还做仇敌的时候。
While we were yet enemies.
他让他的儿子挂在十字架上。
And he sent his son to be hung on a tree.
这一幅的图画。
That picture.
给我们看见。
Shows us.
这是爱的故事。
That is a story of love.
弟兄姊妹，哪里看到神的爱？
Brothers and sisters, where do you go to see the love of God?
我们必须要看见十字架。
We must see the cross.
弟兄姊妹，因着爱，我们就有信心来交托。
Because of love, we can entrust ourselves to Him.
那弟兄姊妹，今天在教会当中，我们怎么能够看到爱呢？
Brothers and sisters, how do we see love in the church?
当然我们可以有很多外面的工作。
We can have many exterior works.
我们可以搞一些活动。
We can have activities.
我们可以请弟兄吃个饭。
We can invite our brother to a meal.
我们可以有打个电话关心他一下这都可以是爱的一个表现。
We can call them and care for them. Those are manifestations of love.
但是 够不够？
But is that enough?
不够的。
Not really.
在教会里头，如果十字架的实际正放在教会的里面，
If the reality of the cross is in the church,
那个爱是藏不住的。
The love cannot be hidden.
就好像这个悬在天地间哪一个十字架？
Just like the cross hung between heaven and earth.
神的儿子挂上去。
The Son of God hung on that.
神的爱就显明了。
And the love of God is manifested.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果今天在教会里头，十字架这样实实在在的放在教会的里头。
If the cross is such a real in reality placed in the church.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
I want to tell brothers and sisters.
这个神的爱就成为教会的丰富了。
And the love of God becomes the abundance of the church.
就是教会属灵实际的发表。
And that is the manifestation of the spiritual reality of the church.
弟兄姊妹，还有很多话我可以交通的。
Brothers and sisters, there are many things I can fellowship you.
但我想其实很多话你们也是知道的。
But these things you know.
但愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们今天好像没有别的路可以再走了。
As if we don't have any other way to walk on.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，如果你在外头想办法，永远不是办法。
And I tell you that if you find ways exteriorly, you will never find the way.
保罗对哥林多教会这是那么简单、直接、明了的一句话。
And Paul said this simple, clear, and direct to the Corinthian church.
在你们当中，我什么都不知道。
That amongst you, I know nothing else.
我知道耶稣基督。并他钉十字架。
So Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
只有这样，我们才知道神的心意。
Only this way we will know the will of the Lord.
这样，我们才能够活在神旨意的当中。
Only this way can we live in the purpose of God.
我们才能够像保罗所说的。
And only this way can we say like Paul said.
这是何等荣耀的生活。
This is a glorious life.
何等喜乐的生活。
This is a joyful life.
现在活着的。不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，你羡慕这个生活吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you desire such a living?
还是你羡慕别的东西？
Or do you envy other things?
如果你这个羡慕，
If you desire this,
现在活着的不再是我，
that no longer I live,
只是基督在我里面活着，
but Christ lives in me.
这是我们的追求。
This is our pursuit.
这是我们的生活。
This is our life.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
神荣耀的见证，基督的见证要显在教会的当中。
The glorious testimony of God will be manifest in the church.
教会属灵的实际要显明在教会的里头。
And the reality, spiritual reality will be manifest in the church.
我们求主帮助我们。
We pray for the Lord to help us.
求主在我们每一个弟兄姊妹心的深处向我们说话。
That he would speak to the depths of our heart.
现在请吴淼瑶弟兄带我们做一个结束的祷告。
We ask our brother Eric Wu to pray for us.
主啊，我们的心在你面前，我们有一个极大的渴慕。
Lord, our hearts before you have this great longing.
就是无论是生是死，总让基督在我们身上能够照常显大。
And that is no matter living or dying, we desire Christ to be manifest, to be magnified in us.
我们里面就是这样的爱慕这条十字架的归去路。
Because in our heart we truly desire, we long after this.Way of the cross.
虽然我们如今是在一个舒适的环境里面生活。
Even though today we live in this comfortable environment.
但是我们也实在知道，这是火的时代，你要催我们走上这条十字架的道路。
We also know this is the time of fire, and you are urging us to walk on this way of the cross.
因为只有我们愿意把自己放在祭坛上，我们才能够带出属灵的实际。
Because if only if we're placed on the altar, then we can bring out the spiritual reality.
我们才能够不白占地土。
then we do not waste the land.
主啊，你得着我们的心，得着我们的人，我们再一次说，我们每个人都愿意将身体献上，当作活祭。
Lord, may you fully receive our heart, our entire person. And again, we say we're willing to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
让十字架把我们这群已经是活石的建造成为灵宫。
So the cross can build us, who are already living stones, into the spiritual house.
帮助我们，叫我们有一个这样的顺服，有一个这样的爱慕，愿意你成全我们借着十字架的工作。
Lord, and we have this longing, we have this desire, may we submit and have the obedience so that the work of the cross can be made accomplished through us.
但我们真真实实的知道也愿意活在这条十字架的归去路上面。
May we truly know and we are living on this way of the cross that is returning home.
叫你得着那个荣耀、圣洁、没有瑕疵的教会。
So you can receive the glorious, the holy, the blameless church.
就是你的儿子能够完全彰显在我们这些不配的人身上。
And that is your son being manifested through people like us who are unworthy.
不单单是一个一个的，而是一个见证一个身体。
Not only through individuals, but through the body, which is a whole.
让你的荣耀在我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人身上可以得着称赞。
So that your glory can be praised among people like us who have first received the hope of Christ.
一切的荣耀都归于你。
We offer all glories to you.
我们再次谢谢你向我们的深处说话。
Again, we thank you for speaking into the deep of our heart.
但愿你自己的见证借着十字架在全地显明出来。
May your testimony through the cross be manifested throughout the land.
谢谢主，感谢父，荣耀归给你。
Lord, we thank you, Father, we thank you, and we give all glories to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.